So, Maxey, the start of the new season is just a number of days out. You're getting up and running against Westmeath this coming weekend. Listen, we know the games are going to come thick and fast now for you over the next, 8 to 9 weeks. But what's it been like since you've returned to training as the girls prepare to get back into competitive action, Maxey?
Yeah, it's been great. We've been back now. We were 4.5 weeks into it now. We had an extra week to the boys, so it was all badly needed. You know, you've got your usual wee niggles and people struggling to get up to the pace of it. You know, you're expected to get to a place in 4 or 5 weeks that you usually have maybe 10-12 weeks to get to. So, you know, you're trying to cram everything in. But look, I think the overall feeling is everybody is just, you know, so excited to get the games back. You know, that's players and spectators and everybody, you know, they're just happy to have the football, and I think everybody's just really looking forward to something.
Yeah, there has been a number of changes, Maxey, to your panel. There's six or seven girls have gone. Two of them, Yvonne Boner and Kira Hegarty, which are huge losses to you, but you've also brought on a number of girls as well. So give us an outline of the coming and goings there, Maxey.
Yeah, look, there's a few of the more experienced girls have stepped away. All right, you know, you mentioned Yvonne, Kira Hegarty. You know, two of our four all-stars in Donegal. So, you know, they're no longer with us. Ailey Sward, another great servant for Donegal's, you know, given huge service over the years. She's no longer with us. And then a couple of new girls in over the last couple of years, Nicole Gordon and Clara Connor, Denise McElhenney, all six would have played against Dublin last year. So, you know, it's a fair chunk of your squad, probably a third of the players used that night. You know, we're no longer with us. And, you know, but look, we've definitely freshened up. We've revitalised the squad, and we've brought in some really good young girls, the likes of Shauna McFadden and Catherine Boyle from St Union's, real good additions. Megan Ryan from Milford has come back. She didn't play last year. She's focused on her leaving cert, so it's great to have Megan back. And then a few of the more seasoned campaigners, Roisin McCaffrey from Terman and Aoife Waters from Ardra, you know, they have come back in, and we have a new lady in from the Convoy Club as well, a Shelley 2 weeks, so another good addition to you. So look, it's part of life, obviously, you know, teams revitalise and evolve as time goes on, and you know, we still have some very good players, and you know, your Karen Guthries and your Charlie McLaughlins and your Nicole McLaughlins, your Kitty Hearn, you know, we still have some fabulous talent, and Eve Hegarty's still with us, thankfully, so we still have a very strong core, and you know, we're really looking forward to the season ahead.
Given the fact that you've got these league games coming thick and fast, Fire and an Ulster Championship game against Cavan, which could be between the league semi-final and final if you make it, Maxey, there's one thing what's going to happen over the next few weeks is your squad is certainly going to be tested.
Yeah, it is. Now, there's a lovely thing in ladies football in the National League is that it's almost, you know, it's unlimited substitutions, so it's, you know, nearly almost roll on, roll off. So, you know, it's a tricky one to have to manage on the sideline. But look, it does mean that people get a chance to play, and look, as you rightly say, it's going to be a real sprint. This competition, we pump the potential to play, you know, 9 out of 10 weeks now over the next while, which is brilliant. And look, it's long been said that the ratio of training to matches in GAA is completely imbalanced, but nobody can say that about this year. And you know, fair play to the LGFA and, you know, the new president, Neil Nocton, they got a great rule, a great decision made there a couple of weeks ago that they were just going to go with a split season and rattle out the inter-county season from start to finish, which is great for everybody. You know, it gives the players a real chance to focus on the county and then be able to focus properly on a club window at the back where they've got, you know, 4 or 5 months to play their club football, and, you know, it's what clubs really need this point in time. So I think it was a great decision, and, you know, fair play to the LGFA for arriving at that decision at this point. And as I say, it's going to be a real hectic time ahead, but it's lovely, it's great. You know, it's what players want to do. They want to play matches, they don't want to train. You know, they join county squads or any football team to play matches, not for training. So, you know, there's definitely going to be no shortage of games anyway.
Yeah, but the other side of that is, Maxey, particularly from a management point of view, you're always worried about the injuries when the games are coming so quick and so thick and fast.
Yeah, you are, but look, those injuries come in training as much as anything, and you know, and we as managers have an awful bad habit of when there's a window at all, you're looking for a challenge match, because you know, there is no substitution for games for getting people up to speed. And you know, the way the competitions are running, you know, you've got your league, and then you've got your Ulster Championship, and then you've got your All-Ireland, so it's, you know, it is kind of the order that you'd want. So you're, you know, by the time you get through the league and you're heading for the Ulster semi-final on the 9th of June, you know, you'll have 3 or 4 games played, real competitive games, and we have a really tough league. So, you know, we'll be battle-hardened by that stage. And, you know, it's just going to, you can just see the trajectory, you know, ahead of us already, you know, where the tempo is going to rise as people become more accustomed to games, and you know, the pitches are in great nick at this time, and it looks just a really exciting time.
What about Westmeath, the opposition, to start things off in your division in the league, Maxi?
Yeah, look, a real tough one. Westmeath beat us last year in the league down in Westmeath. You know, albeit on a 3G Astro pitch, and look, we probably feel we owe them one. But they came to Letterkenny a number of years ago as well, and really put us to the pin of our collar. A real physical, you know, strong team, very athletic, and you know, a lot of experience. And you know, they were unfortunate to lose the intermediate final last year, and they've managed to hold on to everybody. You know, and they're gunning for an intermediate title this year, and a return to senior football. So you know, they're going to come all guns blazing, and it'll be a battle for us. You know, as you mentioned earlier, there we have a lot of inexperienced players and younger guards now in our squad, and they'll be playing on Sunday, and so it'll be no easy one. But look, having home advantage is a good start, and you know, a team with the, you know, we'd like to think ourselves in the top level. So, you know, you'd really want to be, you know, accounting for teams like Westmeath.
Yeah. Home advantage in the opening two games, Max. You get Mayo the following Saturday. So if you were to make maximum points in both of those, it would be sort of an ideal start for you, wouldn't it?
It would. You'd have to think that you'd be hard pressed not to make a semi final if that was the case. But look, it's a really tough group. Galway and Mayo are both under new management, so you know, you can imagine both of those squads and managements will be, you know, really going out to, you know, on the front foot. With the championship coming, they don't even have a provincial final, so they'll go straight to the All Ireland series from the league. So you know, they'll really want to make a good impression. You know, have a number of players coming back from playing AFL in Australia, so you know, they're going to come back in serious condition, and you know, Mayo will want games for all those players. So look, it'll be a star-studded Mayo will arrive next week, and then Galway. You know, they're about second, third team in the country for the last 3 or 4 years. So it's a really tough league for us, but those are the kind of games you want, and you want to be testing yourself against the better teams. And you know, by the time the three group games are over, whether we're in a semi-final or not, we'll have learned plenty about ourselves, and you know, put us in a good position, stand us in good stead for the Ulster semi-final then on the 19th of June.
Yeah, Ulster Champ or All-Ireland Championship is going to be held this year as well. The draw is going to come later this evening, Max. Obviously you'll be looking for a favourable one, so you will.
Yeah, well, look, you know, you can say we didn't get a favourable one last year. You can say, you know, we did. You know, we drew Dublin, and you know, there's an added dimension to it this year. A couple of added dimensions, I suppose. The last year it was very cutthroat, and that only one team got out of the group, which was very harsh. So it was basically knockout football from word go. This year, there's at least a second team will come out of each group, but there's a group of death awaiting somebody, because last year there was no relegation from senior to intermediate. So one group is going to have four teams, and the other three groups will have three teams. So you end up having to play three games, and two teams qualify, whereas on the other groups there's only two games and two teams qualify. So you know, knowing our luck with the way the draws are going over the years, you know, we haven't had a wild lot of luck. So we'll just take what it comes, you know. But I'd say it's nice that it's all coming, you know, at a short space of time. You know, usually you're getting a draw and, you know, 6 months in advance, and you know, it's a long time in the rising, but that's not going to be the case now, where it's just all coming hell for leather. Like,
yeah. Just finally then, Maxi, obviously you have targets, making a league final, winning an Ulster title, and making an All-Ireland final. If you were to prioritise those, what order would it be in?
Ah, look, you know, I think All-Ireland's the holy grail for everybody, and in GAA, you know, that's where it's at. Look, we've never won a senior title in ladies football, and you know, it would be great to win a national league, and that would be fantastic. You know, we also have a brilliant record in the Ulster Championship. We haven't lost a match in 5 years. You know, so look, that's something that we're keen to get back in, you know, back in defence. So there are three really good competitions, and I say it's got a lovely run in order to it. Yes, it's going to be hell for leather, and there will be injuries, and you will lose people, you know, along the way. But look, that's just the nature of it, and I think it's boiling up to be a great summer for football fans of all sorts.
Okay, listen, Maxi, thanks for joining us. Best of luck on the opener against Westmeath this weekend.
Thanks, Austin. Thank you.